However, I have digressed. I have digressed due to my fondness for the figure of St. Jerome, and must now return to my relation to the order as teacher. As I said, I'm the teacher of the order in the sense that the Dharma studied, practiced, and propagated by order members is the Dharma as elucidated by me. In other words, the Dharma studied, practiced, and propagated by order members is the Dharma as translated by me. That is, the Dharma as translated by me from the terms of Eastern culture into the terms of Western culture. But teaching is a form of communication, as is elucidation as translation. And since one cannot really communicate without friendliness, Maitri, one cannot really teach without friendliness either. One cannot, in fact, be a teacher without being a friend. One cannot be a spiritual teacher without being a spiritual friend, Kalyana Mitra. I therefore stand in yet another relation to the order. I stand to it in the relation of spiritual friend. Between the order and myself, there exists a relation of spiritual friendship that is the sum total, so to speak, of all the different relations of spiritual friendship I have with individual order members. The whole subject of spiritual friendship, both vertical and horizontal, has of course been much discussed within the order, especially of late, and for this reason I do not propose to say anything about it now. Instead, let me refer you to the spiritual friendship chapter in Subhuti's Buddhism for Today and to his 9 Padmaloka lectures on the same inspiring theme. I would also like to draw your attention to my own essay, The Good Friend, written in Kalimpong in 1950. You may have noticed that I have said nothing about my standing to the order in the relation of guru. According to a popular Indian etymology, guru means bringer of light. For the benefit of the scholars present, I emphasize it's a popular Indian etymology. I don't want to upset the scholars too much. And the word may therefore be taken as having the same general significance as elucidator. Nevertheless, I do not care to apply it to myself or to have it applied to me by others. In recent years, the activities of so-called gurus have debased the meaning of the term to such a degree that the Collins Dictionary of the English Language, second edition, 1986, can attach to its secondary sense, quote, a leader or chief theoretician of a movement, especially a spiritual religious cult, the connotative label, often derogatory, implying that the connotation of the word is unpleasant with intent on the part of the speaker or writer. I showed signs of being not completely happy with the guru concept itself as early as 1970, when I gave the lecture, Is a Guru Necessary? In this lecture I did 3 things. Firstly, I tried to explain what a guru was not. He, or she, for there is a female of the species, was not the head of a religious group, not a teacher, that is, not one who imparts knowledge and information, not even religious knowledge and information, not a father or mother, substitute, and not a problem solver. Secondly, I tried to explain what a guru was. He was one who stood on a higher level of being and consciousness than we did. One with whom we were in regular contact, on whatever plane, and one between whom and ourselves there was an existential contact and communication. Finally, I compared Eastern and Western attitudes towards the guru. In the East, I suggested, the guru was sometimes overvalued. In the West, usually undervalued. The proper course was to follow a middle way between the two extremes, simply recognizing that there were others more highly evolved than ourselves and that we could evolve through contact with them. In this way did I attempt, in effect, to revise the guru concept and rid the word guru of its unpleasant connotation. The tide was against me. And now, 20 years on, I would drop the guru concept and, as I said, preferably not apply the word guru to myself, nor have it applied to me by others. We have in Buddhism the wonderful term spiritual friend, and this I'm more than content to apply to myself and to have applied to me by others. Indeed, there are times when I think that spiritual friend is almost too much, and that just friend would be enough. The English word spiritual is in any case not the exact equivalent of the Indian word Kalyana. According to the Pali Text Society's Pali English Dictionary, Kalyana means beautiful, charming, auspicious, helpful, morally good. Obviously, I cannot claim to be beautiful, at least not in the literal sense, and I can hardly be described as charming. Though I may be auspicious and helpful on occasion, and morally good to some extent, let me therefore be content with the appellation friend, and stand for the order simply in the relation of friend.